Good morning, Boker Tov. Hope you are doing well, staying healthy and safe. Our topic today is this chapter that Rav Volbi entitles Na'alei Shor, Maisim Ketanim, Small Actions. Rav Volbi wants us to understand that to accomplish greatness, to become the people that we can and want to become, that's not going to be through some overarching, massive program, some huge institution or goal that we're going to set for us that's going to be the big project. It's going to be specifically through the small things. Now, how does he know that? Where does that come from? So he says, if you don't have it in front of you, don't worry, I'll read it out. Let's address the first yesod, the first principle in our work, in our personal growth. And this line relates to what we spoke about last time, that there is a response mechanism within all of us, that whenever we're trying to accomplish something, we're trying to grow, when we have something that we set out to accomplish, there is this resistance within us. There's the Yetzer Hara that says, nah, stay with who we are. One request for those who are on, because I can't operate it from my end. If everybody could mute themselves, that would certainly be helpful, so there wouldn't be so much feedback. The students of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, the founder of the Muslim movement, told us, he said, the path to avoid creating the resistance of the Yetzer Hara, and the path to accomplish our goals of spiritual growth. And what is that? Maisim Ketanim. That's what it says here in the third line in the bold section. So now he's going to quote to us several Ma'amari Chazal, several statements that Chazal made to emphasize this point of the significance, the importance of the small actions. Hevizor b'mitzvah kala kibachamura. We should be careful in small mitzvos, just like kala, like mitzvos, just like the serious ones. Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, we don't know the value of mitzvahs, even the small mitzvahs, maybe they have greater merit. Now, how could that be? So there are answers to that. It could be that for every person, we each have a nekudas habechira, a different way of dealing with life and our own specific challenges. It could be that for one person, what is perceived as a small mitzvah, really for them is a great challenge to their yetzer and is a very big deal. Somebody else might be different. We know there are mitzvahs kalas and chamuras. The Gemara tells us in the beginning of Sechas Yevamos that mitzvahs asay are not as weighty as mitzvahs los asay, as negative commandments. We know when it comes to tshuva. Similarly, the importance, let's say, of saving lives takes precedence even over the observance of Shabbos, which is one of the most important mitzvos, the most serious mitzvos. And yet, despite the fact that we know that there are more and less serious mitzvos, the small actions require attention. And it goes further. The pasuk says, "V'haya ekev tishmu." We're going to get to this in the parsha in a couple of weeks. Zeo she'amra kasav lo lama ira bimeira avon akiva yisuveni. David HaMelech said, "I'm not so worried about the mitzvos chamuros, the bigger issues in the Torah, because they're chamur. What am I thinking about?" says the Medrash. "Avol misyara ani b'nei akalos. I'm worried about the small mitzvos, the details. Shem avarti aleim b'nei shem kalos. Maybe because they're small, I treated them as if they were insignificant, and I didn't pay attention to them." And that's what we learned in the Mishnah of Perkei Avos. David HaMelech says that you have to pay attention to the small mitzvos. Morav Tufcha quotes another three midrashim. Morav Tufcha, this is a pasuk that says, Morav Tufcha, how great is your tov, is your God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asher tzafanta li-reyacha, that you have hidden for those who fear you. What does the Medrash say? Medrash Tanchuma, zeh scharet shel mitzvos kalos. This is the merit of the small mitzvos. And again, on the pasuk of Ekev, the word Ekev means the heel that you step on, that you trod on, that you walk past, you just brush by them, the small mitzvos that your feet, avonos she'odam dash ba'akevav, ba'olam haz, in this world. Says Rav Volbi, that we like in this world to look at the grand vistas, the major programs, the big deals, and yet, third line after the next paragraph, hakol toloi b'maisim ketanim dafka, everything is dependent specifically on the small mitzvos. This is the wisdom of building a person, of building ourselves, of accomplishing. He says, the truth is, atumim kozirim. Even the whole natural world, it's not built of big chunks. It's small atoms that make up the world in which we live. Well, those small actions are the actions, the small actions that make up who we are. This is an awesome reference to a phenomenally interesting and very insightful book about personal growth I could recommend, called Atomic Habits. It's a guy who went through a traumatic life experience and rebuilt his life after a major injury, and how he built great habits to build a successful life. Now, the book is not a Jewish book, and it's not building a Torah life, but the message is exactly what Revolbi is trying to teach us. The same way that the world is built with atoms, our habits are built with atomic habits, with small, tiny changes, commitments, growth opportunities, little things. A person takes on a small practice that can lead to another practice. It's also, he talks about the idea of compounding. So let's say you have a practice in the morning that you wash your hands. Says the Shulchan Aruch, we wash our hands 3 times on each hand in the morning. Well, maybe a person wasn't in the practice of saying Moda Ani, but if you add a tiny practice, how long does it say Moda Ani Lefanecha Melech Chayim Vekayim Shechazarta Binishmasi Mechemla Rabba Emunasecha? How long does that take? Not long. So if a person says, you know what, I'm going to try out just to say Moda Ani every time I wash my hands. Well, you're already in the practice of washing your hands, so then you compound that little habit, and those tiny habits over time, they accrue. And that's what Revolbi is telling us, that to accomplish major change in our life, major development, transformation, it's not a one-shot deal. It's the Maisim Ketanim. Gam kin binyano haruchani shel ha'adam. So too it is. This is the last line in the third paragraph here. So too it is with the binyan ha'adam, with the building of the person on their level in their olam haruchani. Whom work of a person is a composite, mimaisim sha'adam dashba, cave up of tiny little interactions. We see that piece of garbage on the floor. Do we pick it up and toss it away? Does that nurture our sense of thinking about the sviva, the environment, midos, erlichkeit, menschlichkeit, or do we just turn away? You know, those tiny opportunities, little things. We had the opportunity to travel as a family recently, and so, you know, you stay in a hotel, so you leave the hotel, whatever it is. You leave the room, the service people come to pick it up. But someone noticed that there was some breakfast leftovers, and someone said, one of the beautiful members of our family said, you know, you should really pick it up. You shouldn't leave it like a mess. What an important, it's my sakata, but it teaches me and all of our children, it teaches us that the way that we act in a small level, even though there's going to be the maintenance people coming through, they're going to clean it up. That's Maizakot, that teaches us how to be sensitive to others, how to think about our environment. And that builds who we are. Yedia Zos, says Revolbi, this understanding, this idea of atomic spiritual habits that create that transformation in our lives, Tzricha L'cholo Mahapecha B'machshava Seinu, it needs to create actually a total transformation in our thought, because we like to think, he says in the next line, that the way to accomplishing a major goal is with a major initiative, with a major movement or major organization. But he says that's not the case. 4 lines in Ulam HaEmes Kachi, the main truth is as follows: Dafka Mimaisim Ketanim Nivna HaAdam. A person is built through the small actions. Then he goes on to explain. He says, here's a good mashal. Nikach lanu raya mechachma sarafua. Let's look at medicine as another example. He says, when a person is taking, let's say, unlike, maybe we could give an analogy which he doesn't mention, let's say, unlike the midos gasos, the major issues, we could say, the major flaws of character that we want to deal with right away, that he said can't work through step by step. That's what he told us last week. There are certain major mega meta issues we have to just knock them out. So that would be akin to Chas V'Shalom, a major medical procedure, a major surgery, amputation, something like that. The small things, how does a person deal with important but the low simmering issues? They take a small dose of medication. They take a little bit every day, and it helps the person rehabilitate their health system. even if it was from an absolutely fatal potential condition, a small amount, a tiny pill, can go a long way in transforming the person's health. He says that's the same thing in the spiritual level, in the Olam HaRuchani. So now we go to the next page, and he says, go to the second paragraph. So he says, that's why we have to make sure to be scrupulous about the small actions. He says, it's good enough that we just understood this idea that we are built by small actions. But he says, yesh lanu od inyan gadol b'maisim ketanim. There's another big issue. Vein einam orim es koach hamerita. He mentioned a few weeks ago, we mentioned at the beginning, that there is this internal reactionary force. Rabbi Aryeh Kaplan explains this when he explains in one of his essays about the foundations of life, about how everybody has this reaction that pushes back when there is a spiritual light in the world, and that adrabba, more so, if Hashem were to reveal himself more fully, that would create a greater backlash. That's what he explains was the Chet HaEgel, that the Jewish people actually had an instinctive backlash reaction because Hashem was so apparent in the world. So Rav Volbi explained that when we start taking on new things, when we grow closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, closer to the source of that light, there is this reaction from the chelik, that satachton, from the imperfect part of ourselves that starts to push back. He says, yeah, but what about a small action? He says, this is a secret. A small action doesn't generate a negative reaction. The person says, I'm going to daven every day, shacharis, mincha, mariv, all the words out loud from a sitter with my finger on the place. So the Yetzirah is going to be all over it. All over it. No chance. But what if the person says, I'm just going to daven shacharis and mincha every day. Shacharis and mincha, I'm going to daven. I haven't davened yet. I'm going to start shacharis and mincha. What if the person just says, I'm going to start shacharis? Or the person daven shacharis, and they're going to say, you know, when I say Shemoneh Esrei, I'm going to say one bracha with my finger on the place. Does that instigate a battle with the Yetzirah? Not so much. What's the big deal? One shacharis, one bracha with my finger on the place. Let's say a person davens shacharis, takes them 5 minutes. So they say Moda'ani, they say the brachos in the morning, they say Shema and Shemoneh Esrei. But especially now in this time when we're facing so many challenges, the person wants to add a little bit. So to say I'm going to daven a 40-minute shacharis when they're used to davening a 5-minute shacharis, is that really realistic? Or should the person say, you know what, I'm just going to say, make sure to say Ashrei 3 times a day now, and that merit will have a Yeshua from this Tzara. It's the small things, Rav Volbi says, that will enable us to outfox the Yetzirah, to outfox that part of us that says we can't. Right? The Yetzirah is always telling us we can't do this, we can't accomplish that, it's too big, it's too difficult. That's not a good idea. He says, take the small things, because those are the ones that are going to be successful. So he uses a phrase in the next paragraph, Zeo Yisod Rishon, what's that? Ein lanu lasuk b'shum ofen b'maisim hamachbidim aleinu. We shouldn't take upon ourselves in the areas that we need to grow actions, things that are going to lahachbid, means to be heavy, that are going to weigh on us, that are going to weigh us down. We need to take the things that are lighter, smaller, start with those mitzvos kalos, the individual small actions. That's what's going to be successful. That's what we need. There's an awesome parable for this. I had a grandmother, Allah Hashalom. She lived in Israel. She was a small lady. Imagine she flew to Chicago to visit with us when she was 80 years old. So I arranged for her ticket, and she flew through Atlanta. She landed in O'Hare, and she's in a wheelchair. They have one of those attendants, you know, you get on the wheelchair when at the jet bridge, they wheel you down. Imagine a little lady sitting at the baggage claim in O'Hare, baggage claim number 9. The bags are moving around, but they keep the wheelchair people in the back so they shouldn't get trampled on by all the people who are attacking the bags at the baggage claim. So imagine a little lady, I can imagine my grandmother doing this. She's sitting at the back, and the attendant says, I'm going to go bring your bag for the baggage claim. We'll take it outside. So she says, my bag is a black valise. That's what they used to call it. I don't know why. That's what they call it, a black valise. And it has a strap and 2 wheels. So the guy looks at her and says, okay. But meanwhile, he's thinking, the valet is thinking, you know, half of the bags that come on the conveyor belt are suitcases with two wheels and a strap, and they're black. So he goes over there, and she's sitting in the wheelchair all the way on one side, and the valet tries to go pick up the bag. Meanwhile, he sees a bag. It looks like the right one. It's black. It has two wheels. It has straps. And he starts picking it up, and he sees far away that she's waving in the chair. She says, no, no, no. She's waving him off. That's not the right bag. He puts it back down. He sees another bag. This one also coming around. Looks like the same thing. First one was pretty heavy. Picks up the next one. Ooh, this one's super heavy. He lurches back, pulls it off, starts lugging it toward her. She's waving. No, it's not the right bag. Finally, the third bag coming around. Same kind of look. He pulls it off. He brings it over. She's inspecting it, investigating it, checking the label. And the little old lady says, this is my bag. So the porter says, ma'am, I don't understand. You had to check this bag three times to make sure that it was yours. How did you know that the first two bags that I pulled off were not your bag? They looked exactly the same. She said, here's the secret. Here's the difference. When I saw you struggling to pick up that heavy bag, I knew it wasn't my bag because my bag is light. My bag's not that heavy. And the same thing with the second. The third one, I wasn't sure. Maybe it is or maybe it isn't. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us. Rav Yisrael Salanter is telling us, don't schlep bags off the conveyor if they're too heavy. If they're machbid, if they make it heavy for us, it's not for us. We have so much to grow. We all have so many things we want to work on. But the way to work on them is not schlepping Kabbalah's things that we're going to accept upon ourselves that are enormous and difficult and challenging. Our goal is to work one step at a time with the Maisim Ketanim. And that way, number one, we'll be able to build it in a healthy way that won't be ma'orer. It won't generate the Koach HaMerida, the rebellion that's potentially out there, that Yetzirah. But number two, that's going to be the measure for success for something that's going to stick. Because sometimes if we take on, and that's part of the concept that he articulates in the Atomic Habits, when we take on things that are enormous, they don't last. That's why Rabbi Yisrael Salanter apparently used to say during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, he used to say that if you want to take upon something for yourself, you should take a Kabbalah, write it down, then fold a piece of paper in half and fold it again in half. And that's the amount, the size of the Kabbalah, the acceptance, the commitment that we should take upon ourselves. So it's the Dafka, the Maisa Katana, these small actions that are going to build because they're going to stick. We have to keep coming back to them. Maybe we should write them down. We should make sure that they become part of our routine. We should ritualize them, as psychologists point out, but it's specifically Dafka through the Maisa Katana, through these small actions that we can build, says Rav Volpe. The first step, this is the approach to building our personal selves, to improving ourselves, is through the small actions.